USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden on his post-State of the Union roadshow, taking his message to Madison, Wisconsin today.
We're building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, with products made in America, with union labor.
The president talked about how his economic plans are creating good-paying jobs and making America an exporter of goods again. He also highlighted future projects in Wisconsin receiving funding from his sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. There's a new White House chief of staff, Jeff Zients, taking over the post after serving as the coronavirus response coordinator. Zients given the job after former chief of staff Ron Klain resigned. As the death toll from Monday's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria closes in on 12,000, the hope of finding any more people alive is dimming. Search teams from more than two dozen countries have joined tens of thousands of local emergency personnel in Syria and Turkey. Winter weather, passing time, and just the sheer scope of destruction making it less likely large numbers of survivors will be found. Twitter executives on the hot seat before a congressional committee today. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene accusing Twitter of violating Americans' rights.
You were censoring and wrongfully violating our First Amendment free speech rights.
Also sitting on the House Oversight Committee, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says this hearing is a waste.
A whole hearing about a 24-hour hiccup in a right-wing political operation. That is why we are here right now.
The hearing aimed at pressing Twitter execs over their handling of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Well, we may be closer to a breast cancer vaccine than we realize. Cleveland Clinic researchers announcing they've moved to the next step in their process of creating such a vaccine. This new phase will enroll people who are cancer-free, but at a higher risk for developing breast cancer. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Researchers at Harvard say living a healthy lifestyle can reduce the risk of what's known as long COVID. They followed over 30,000 female nurses for 18 months. The research found a healthy body weight and adequate sleep can help reduce the risk by half. There's going to be a lot of money bet on the Super Bowl this weekend.
Over 50 million adults are expected to bet around $16 billion on the Super Bowl. That amount is roughly 20% of the U.S. population and would be a record for the amount of people betting on the big game. This is in part to states like Kansas, Ohio, Maryland, and Massachusetts, who have all launched online sports betting since the last Super Bowl. The money projected for this Sunday's game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs is more than double the amount of money bet on the game last year. Super Bowl 57. It kicks off Sunday. I'm Julio Flores.
The Lakers jersey LeBron James was wearing when he set the all-time NBA scoring record last night, going to bring in big bucks. That jersey expected to fetch at least $3 million at auction. Chris Ivey, director of sports auctions at Heritage Auctions, says the jersey is just as historic as it is desirable. Lawyers for Alec Baldwin hoping to disqualify the special prosecutor from the fatal shooting case on the Rust set in New Mexico. Baldwin's attorneys argue Andrea Reeb shouldn't be overseeing the case, because she's also been elected to the New Mexico House of Representatives. They say this is unconstitutional under New Mexico law because she's also a state lawmaker, which represents a separation of powers violation. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.